In the state of Georgia, summertime means peaches, but roughly 90% of the crop has been destroyed. As Sam Greenglass reports from WABE, weather and climate get the blame.
The last time things were this bad was 1955. That's according to Lawden Pearson of Pearson Farm in Fort Valley, Georgia.
I didn't see it. I wouldn't laugh. My dad was only six. My grandfather picked two peaches, and they went to California for the summer.
Peaches require a minimum number of chill hours, below 45 degrees, to set fruit. But the first 3 months of this year were the warmest on record in Georgia, and chill hours here have been declining over the years. That is climate change. Growers are experimenting with new varieties that need fewer chill hours. Some of those did get the cold they needed, but right when they were blooming, a spurt of unlucky freezing weather.
You have a low chill peach that was perfectly fine with this winter. So it bloomed, and then it got four nights under 28. Can't win either way.
So don't count on sinking your teeth into a peach from the Peach State anytime soon.
Not Georgia peaches. I don't think you'll see Georgia peaches in a grocery store.
Pearson's summer staff will be down to 40 from the typical 250. He can't retreat to California like his grandfather did in 55. The business has diversified, including a growing pecan crop. But Pearson says looking at trees with no peaches is painful.
Oh, God. Yeah.
One bright spot, the few that do make it benefit from having all the sun, water, and nutrients to themselves.
The peaches you're left with sometimes are fantastic, and they're huge, and they're sweeter than the peaches we have are awesome. It just leaves you wanting more.
Pearson's ready for August when peach season is over and he can look to next year. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.